First of all, thank you for having me here. And Alltech is certainly very brave in inviting a German agricultural economist to speak here, because there's normally only two potential outcomes. It's either going to be really short or really boring. So I'm going to try to err on the short side and provide enough room here for others to speak. Let me start by painting a little bit of a picture of why we as the Gates Foundation probably look at sustainability through a somewhat different lens compared to many other organizations. There is 1 billion people on this planet that live under $1 a day. 750 million of them live in rural areas, and agriculture really being the only way for them to get food and to earn any kind of income. What does it mean to live under $1 a day? It normally means that you don't have any shoes, your children barely have any clothes, it means you have no running water in the house, it means there's no electricity, it means that on average you spend about an hour a day going and collecting water, it means your child is more likely than not to go to school, they may get meat or protein once a week, in all likelihood they're stunted and wasted. That is 15% of the population on this planet that deals with this on a day-in, day-out basis. There's another 1.5 billion people that live under $2 a day, and their situation is only marginal better. So where we start when we think about sustainability is we follow the motto of Bill and Melinda Gates that say every person on this planet has the right to live a healthy and productive life. That means then when we think about the different dimensions of sustainability, which are normally defined as economic, social, and environmental, that unless people really have a means to earn on an ongoing basis an income and have food security that allows them to be well-nourished, to be productive members of society, you really have no starting point. And that's where we start with, is anything that you do, is there an economic sustainability? Is there a way on an ongoing basis without public funding at some point that people really can make a living? Then there's the social dimension. Do people have enough to eat? Is enough of the money going to the women in the household, which normally are much more likely to invest in education and productive assets? And the third dimension from an agricultural perspective is around the environment. You really only have a sustainable system if farmers are protecting their asset, the land that they work on, the animals that they work with, that can, on an ongoing basis, provide the income and food security they need.